Well, good afternoon. Thank you for attending today's Thursday afternoon brief. Today is day 31 of the EOC, and I just want to state a couple things about the EOC and the ESC. Hopefully you can hear me well. I'm wearing my mask today. As you see, everyone else in the room is wearing masks. We have the Emergency Services Council, which is represented here today at the tables. They are the policymakers to the organization for emergency operations. Then the emergency operations is the worker bees that basically work through all the questions and answers and issues that we have developed in the community. And we've got an average of 14 members daily working on our community's needs. We also have some liaisons that we have as well. So there's typically public health and health care providers on those meetings and the Coast Guard. So today I'd like to introduce our Emergency Service Council members. We have City of Kodiak Mayor Pat Branson, Kodiak Island Borough Mayor Bill Roberts, Kodiak Island Borough Manager Michael Powers, Coast Guard Captain Jeff Good, Coast Guard Captain Brian Daly, and Alaska State Trooper Sergeant Dan Blizzard. And myself again, Mike Twenge, I'm the Emergency Services Director and the City Manager. In attendance today, we have Public Health Nurse Elsa DeHart. And I wanna thank Elsa for being here today. As you know, we had a positive case come up yesterday in the city, and Elsa's here to speak to that. So we'll begin today with an update on yesterday's announcement of the first COVID-19 positive case in Kodiak provided by the public health nurse. Thank you, Elsa.
Hi, so I think everybody knows that we had a positive case yesterday in Kodiak. And this was a younger person who was basically healthy. And as a result, their symptoms are fairly mild. They did the right thing and they called their provider, and the provider decided to have them tested, and they went and were tested and it was positive using our new rapid testing methods. We took the case as public health. It's our job to try and find out who's been in contact with that person, and also maybe hopefully we'll be able to figure out where he might have come in contact, or she, with somebody else. So we have been in contact already with all the people that we know this person was in contact with. So if you haven't been called by us, then you need to worry. You're not a close contact, and you shouldn't be at risk. So that's good news for everybody out there. When we know a little bit more about where this may have come from, what the source might be, we will let Mike and Francis and the EOC know that, and they will get the news out there to everybody. So as far as that is, everybody's doing well and just staying at home. Thanks.
Thank you, Elsa. So today we're going to do a question and answer session here. So I'll read a question that has been submitted to the Emergency Operations Center PIOs, and then I'll call on one of our ESC members to provide that answer for us. So let's start with one of the most highly questioned topics is, why haven't we closed the airport? Michael Powers, could you answer that for us, please?
Yes, thank you, Mike. The airport is a state facility and we don't have the authority to close it. Further, we have essential workers and those who have had off-island medical appointments who still need to travel even during the outbreak of COVID-19. The emergency operations team is monitoring arrivals and departures and is continuing to improve ways to better collect travel forms that are required by the state.
Thank you, Michael. Another common question is about the Coast Guard. If a Coast Guard member is diagnosed as positive for COVID-19, will the Kodiak community be informed? Captain Good?
So the testing and reporting for all Coast Guard members is done for the same way as it's done for every other member of the community. So All test results are given directly to public health, so they will have that information.
Thank you, Captain Good. As you see, more people in the community wearing masks. One question has come up, should people be wearing masks? So Sergeant Blizzard?
So the short answer is yes, we should be wearing masks. On April 3rd, the state of Alaska put out a health alert. It's not a mandate, it's alert. Basically, highly recommending that everybody wear masks while out in public. Specifically, places of high concentration like the grocery store, Safeway, Walmart. Since it is an alert and not a mandate, it is therefore not enforceable.
Thank you, Sergeant Blizzard. Elsa, could you add to that?
Sure. So wearing masks can be a real pain in the neck. They're a little bit hot and you have to breathe your own breath for a while, but it does help anything that's coming from you to get on any kind of surfaces, and it keeps things that are coming from other people from getting on any surfaces. And even though face cloth masks aren't as effective as some of the masks that medical people use when they do procedures, they are important because if everybody is wearing them and we can stop those droplets going between people and onto surfaces, then everybody stays safer in the whole community. So please wear your masks, especially when you're out and around, and try and keep those distances as well.
Thank you, Elsa. What is being done for the village communities? Mr. Roberts, could you answer that?
Yes, the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium has helped many of the native villages, actually the remote communities on this island, to officially declare health emergencies. CANA, which is Kodiak Area Native Association, is supplying testing and medical care for all of the remote villages. The EOC has helped at least one village in getting supplies and equipment through the state EOC. And of course, the EOC also is standing ready to answer any questions that anybody might have, including from the rural communities. Also, the Kodiak Island Borough is weekly holding telephonic meetings with the different villages around the island, and borough staff is trying to answer any questions that may arise at that time.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. How can I get help with food for my family? Mayor Branson?
Well, this has been a concern of a number of people in our town and individuals as well as the nonprofit network. We spoke about that yesterday. So there are several reference points that if you do not have food or you need food that you can get. So one is the Salvation Army Food Bank. They're open Tuesday and Friday from 3 to 5. In the afternoon, they're on Mission Road, and they do not have a phone number to call, but you can be there from 3 to 5 to see what kind of food they have. I know there have been quite a few donations to them. The school district has really stood up, and they're providing breakfast and lunch meals for each day for all the children. And also you can contact the community assistance team at 486-7656 to get help with picking up groceries, meds, and other such errands. The school district, as we spoke this morning, are going to make sure that those numbers and those referrals for the food bank and community assistance team are sent out by email and in those lunch boxes for the students as well, so people can have access to that. So we thank them for that.
Thank you, Mayor Branson. Why isn't more testing being done for people without symptoms? Is there more testing available now? Mr. Hart, could you answer that for us?
So testing is always a big question. And you know, I wish that there were a test that we could get everybody and say that, yes, you have it, no, you don't, or yes, you've been exposed, no, you haven't, but we don't. And that's why there's that 14-day quarantine piece of our process that we're using. People can, you have to have a high enough viral load of the virus to test positive. So you could be negative at noon and be positive by 8 that evening. So there's no way we can tell you know, for sure if somebody has it or not. That's why you just have to stay at home for 14 days and see if symptoms develop. Now, for anybody who does have symptoms, testing is available. And yes, we do have a lot more in the island now. There are several different kinds of testing that we're still doing. Some of the testing is going through the rapid ID Now Abbott testing. And those are the people that are at the highest risk of developing more symptoms or more, you know, are definitely ill. Some tests, depending on the provider's choice, may be sent to the state lab. They may be sent to a commercial lab, ANMC, Prov, the Mayo Clinic, a number of different places. And those do take longer to come back. So sometimes when you'll see we have numbers pending, it's just because those labs have been sent off and we don't have the results back. You know, and please, you know, if it, we have contacted all the contacts of this case. And so if, you know, you may think that you know somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who may have been in contact with somebody who might be positive, that doesn't mean you need a test. You know, if you have symptoms, then please call your provider and see what they can do. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Elsa. Has the Coast Guard transfer season been canceled? Captain Good, would you like that question?
The transfer season is still on for the Coast Guard, but our dates have been expanded through October. This will allow us to stagger our transfers, which will allow us more opportunity to make sure that all those members and their families are going through the 14-day quarantine as they arrive on island.
Thank you, Captain Good. What is being done about boats and crews coming into town for fishing? Well, the Kodiak Harbor Agreement has been established, so any boats coming into our harbor will be filling out a harbor agreement form, which identifies your vessel, where you've been, what your purpose is. Are you going to be in Kodiak for a while? Or are you going to be going out fishing? If you need to come into the harbor, you'll be filling the agreement out. You can always just come in and drop your fish off. You can always come in and get fuel. But if you want harbor access, you're going to have to fill out this agreement. And while you're in harbor, you'll be flying the quarantine flag. If required, it's the Lima flag. And we'll be checking on all of our boats. All of our fishing processors have submitted a safety plan to the EOC safety chief, section chief. And any fishermen coming in that are going to be on a boat will be required to fill out this form as well. For any fishermen that are looking for a job, right now you're not actually eligible to fly into town. If you don't have a job already on a fishing vessel, you're not considered eligible by the state to be actually traveling interstate. So be aware of that. If you have any questions, contact our PIO office on that one. This is a very timely topic too. We've got businesses in town that have not been opened due to the mandates by the state. We've got essential services, of course. We have those that are considered non-essential, and they've been closed since the first mandate. What will our local businesses be doing to open up anytime soon? Well, there's an economic recovery committee called the Kodiak Economic Task Force, and they're working with several local business people to come up with plans for addressing these issues with those smaller businesses. There's an economic task force web mail. It's kodiakeconomictaskforce.com for information on that. And the Emergency Operations Center will be addressing this issue next week. We started the conversation today. We're going to see what we can do to keep these smaller businesses open through some safety practices. Is the Coast Guard able to perform its mission? Captain Daly?
Oh, thanks, Mike, for the question. The short answer is yes, we are. We're sort of operating in two environments. We have our missions that we do outside this COVID environment, and we've structured our workforce and made sure that we have the capability of responding to all those missions that the Coast Guard normally does. Probably most importance is the ability to rescue somebody at sea, and our medical evacuation capability. And then we also looked at this COVID-19 environment and what have we done to be able to do that mission. And I know there's a lot of concerns, especially from the outlying villages, and the Coast Guard is absolutely capable of responding to a medical evacuation of a COVID patient. So we've adjusted our tactics. We've got the proper PPE, and we are standing ready to support the community.
That's reassuring. Thank you, Captain Daly. Here's a very important topic as well. I'm feeling very worried and anxious about the spread of the virus. Can someone help me with this? Well, the community's Kodiak Community Support Team at 486-7656 and our local health care providers, our clergy, our churches, et cetera, are all able to take your questions. And please contact one of these support teams if you have any concerns yourself. It is recognized. It is something that will be growing on our population. Everyone's anxious. We've all been inside for weeks on end now since the hunker down. Take care of yourselves and don't be shy about calling for help. It's a common common feeling that we could have, and don't hesitate if you need help, please. So those are our questions, and continue to submit your questions either to the radio stations, the press media, or our public information office at the EOC. We'll take those questions and we'll do our best to answer them in the future. They're also able to be answered at a phone call or by email when you call the EOC. And we have on our webpage also is frequently asked questions and answers. So if you have questions, please call. If you just want to do some research, it's on our webpage as well. So let's talk a little bit about the airport. We have someone that's monitoring traffic at the airport. Kodiak air travel continues. We had 59 arrivals and 30 departures on Tuesday. Yesterday, we had 22 arrivals and 21 departures. So some of that was because of a canceled flight. I can assume the numbers are escalated a bit, but hopefully these people traveling are for essential work or for medical reasons. But if you can avoid travel, please do so for the time being. I talked a little bit about the harbor use agreement. This agreement is in place, and we have staffing to attend to this. We have harbor officials, and we're looking at additional manpower to accommodate for the busy season. I'd like to state that the Marion Center and the Brother Francis Shelter are available for those homeless or requiring quarantine. Both facilities have available space. We talked to the Brother Francis Shelter this morning. They've still got available space. There's no concern there for homeless. The Marion Center has been stood up since April 1st. It's fully ready. We're under contract with St. Mary's for that. And we haven't had any requests for it. So I just want to make that announcement that both spaces are available, the Brother Francis and the Marion Center. The local grocery stores continue to receive food and supplies. There's no need to change your routine shopping habits. In fact, after our conversation with store managers last evening, supplies are fully stocked with adequate to excess supplies available. High inventory levels are now expected with no disruption in the food supply chain. So there was a little bit of a run yesterday on the stores after the announcement about the first case in Kodiak. Things calmed down after that. So I could just reassure everyone that the stores continue to receive supplies. They are very proud of their inventory right now. And so let's just continue our routine shopping habits. There's no reason to start stocking up beyond the typical needs of your household. The Kodiak Island Borough School District continues to distribute food to families via drive up at distribution points in Kodiak and throughout the villages. They're serving 3,000 meals plus a day to our community. And I'm so humbled by the fact that these people are able to get food for their families. And I think the Kodiak Island Borough School District for doing this. You know, we've moved our EOC over to Main Elementary now, and that's a food distribution point. I see families coming up and picking up their daily food for their families. And we've got very pleasant people distributing that food, and they enjoy what they're doing. And it's very, very obvious. And I want to thank the school district again. I can't emphasize enough. When someone doesn't have food available for their family and they're able to pick it up, no questions asked, that's pretty great support for our community. Last week, the CDC strongly recommended wearing face shields or masks. I still encourage you to continue this practice to protect yourself. Continue to follow the proper hygiene of washing your hands, protecting your cough, and remaining at proper social distancing, especially when we're in populated stores like the grocery stores. I know they're limiting the number of patrons in the store at times. I don't think we've had any excess people having to wait outside right now. But wear your mask in those social situations. If you don't have a mask, are unable to get one, the face shields are being produced locally. We've got groups working on that. The EOC has contracted to get a minimum 2,000 masks right now. We don't have that full amount available right now. We've got a few hundred right now, and we're going to announce the pickup point when it's ready. But just for heads up, the pickup point is going to be at the Kodiak High School, the auditorium door. So it'll be on the east side of the building. So you can pick up your mask and you can pull over and pick up your food for the day as well. So I'll announce that pickup point time when it's ready. And let's all be respectful of others, especially now that we've been in quarantine for so many days and the latest announcement yesterday. You know, this is not a time to panic. We've got one case in Kodiak, and we've been in preparing for this. We hoped it didn't happen, but it's here today, and public health is dealing efficiently with this. There's no need to really panic at this point or worry about being infected. You protect yourself by these hygiene measures. So let's all go about our daily life and respect others in the community. I encourage to wear a mask. If you don't have a mask on, just distance from that person. You don't have to make fun of them. You don't have to call them out by name. Just keep your distance. And then on a positive note, this Friday, tomorrow, at noon, we're going to have a Community Strong event. We'd like to encourage everyone in our community to participate. We'd like to see the ringing of church bells, sound your car horns, shout out Kodiak Strong, make some noise for Kodiak. We are still united in this together, so we can all make a difference. So this will take place at noon, just for a couple minutes. Just get out and make some noise, and public will hear you, and just know that we're all united, and together we can make a difference. So. Thank you for attending today, and we'll have another update next Thursday at noon again. If something develops greater, we will be in contact immediately with you. So we're going to keep the public informed as best we can. That's the best way to protect ourselves. So thank you again for attending.